Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It is my pleasure this morning to welcome in Lincoln's new police chief, Teresa Ewens. This is the first opportunity that Chief Ewens and I have had a chance to engage at all, so I'm really looking forward to it. And also, Chief Ewens has agreed to these conversations on a monthly basis, so we'll be able to talk every month about something that comes up in Lincoln, something that we're looking forward to, that's up ahead in the community of Lincoln. First of all, let me just officially welcome you to Lincoln, Chief Ewens.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be with you here today.
Very curious. This is off the cuff. It's not part of our pre-planned discussion points, but share, if you could, something that you are delightfully surprised by coming to Lincoln. I know you were here several times. You've met a lot of city leaders. We've had some hot weather. We're into a cool spell. And can you relay some unforeseen pleasure that you've been able to experience to this point?
Well, I would say outside of work, I would say just the community itself is so welcoming, and I do love the weather, I have to be honest. I'm used to usual fog in the morning, fog at night, but I mean, San Francisco is beautiful, but this weather is a nice change. As far as work goes, you know, I'm not surprised anymore how great the people are in LPD, and I'm really looking forward to learning more and more each day.
That is good to hear, and we will continue to welcome our new police chief to the community, Chief Teresa Ewens. Our talking points mainly go back to February of 2020. I came across an article from the National Institute of Justice. Chief's panel points to top issues and related innovation needs facing law enforcement. And it certainly was pertinent in February a year or so ago, and it's applicable today. Data technology, Chief, a huge volume of data coming in from dash cams, from officer body cams. So to what extent is LPD's data collection system that you inherited user-friendly, and do vendors have too much control in deciding what technology to use?
Well, you know what, when you go back to pleasantly surprised, you know, Lincoln has always been at the forefront of this, of collecting data, and built their own data system. So I don't think vendors really have a place as of, you know, what I have seen currently. We have great personnel that have created a system that is very forward-facing. It's great for us internally and externally. You can find it on our page. You can find it in our annual report. But the importance of data is really the focus of the conversation back in February, and how important it is to law enforcement. So we understand what our officers are doing day to day. It's very, I mean, obviously society is demanding that we are more transparent and we have data to show, you know, demographics. Are there disparities in stops? All these things have to be answered, and the only way of doing that is actually through data. Or obviously a huge part of that to show what truly happens on the street, whether it's positive or negative on either side, whether the interaction from an individual really escalated a situation, or if an officer was actually wrong. And so those things with technology and data really help us show what we do every day.
Going back at least a couple of police chiefs and in conversations with Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner, it's behind the curtain scenes that the public doesn't see, and that is the fact you have to hire extra people in order to comb through all this data, to collect it, to prepare it for court. Those are the types of awkward dances that the public isn't made aware about. And so I was wondering if what you have right now, because the voters in this community did approve a sales tax increase and some of that money going toward a new 911 emergency communication system. So we'll talk a little bit about that later with 9/11 coming up, and that is the communication network between police and fire and emergency crews. But I was just curious about the data collected, because it's hours and hours and hours of for just one crime. And yet this all has to be collected, stored, prepared. And I'm wondering how you have found the LPD system to be compared to previous experiences.
Well, from my experience, is really that it's very costly. And body-worn cameras, some cities are not able to actually use it as robust as they want to because of the cost. It's not just reviewing. It is storing, archiving. You know, the courts have to, you know, when they want it for a case that might come up in 2, 3, 5 years, we have to have that for them. And so it's very important that everyone understand the cost of technology itself, but body-worn cameras and video. I mean, it's not just body-worn cameras, it's actually also video that we collect in regards to crimes. So our members have to comb through every single video, and you can imagine hours of video in which they have to look to find one crime that occurred. Because sometimes, you know, some people will say, hey, there's a time on the video. It doesn't work that way. A lot of video that we collect doesn't have the right time on the video, and so we have to really comb through every piece of it. And so it's very time consuming, and it takes a lot of personnel to be able to do it, and investigators at times are overwhelmed with how much work they have to do.
Lincoln Police Chief Teresa Ewens joining me on Lincoln Live. Per capita, LPD has 1.2 police officers per 1,000 citizens in San Francisco. And eventually there will be a time soon, Chief, where we won't mention San Francisco, although it was your home for quite a while. San Francisco in 2010, one officer per 419 citizens. So it all comes down to money. Where is your priority for getting more LPD officers on the street and getting closer to the national capita average of 2.4 officers per 1,000 citizens?
Well, I definitely agree that we need more. And, you know, some people would say, no, we don't. We need to have other people do different jobs. And as much as I do agree, some functions are not law enforcement functions. And so we're looking at that. But overall, you have to look at many different aspects of a city. San Francisco is very different than Lincoln, obviously. And, you know, you have to look at the calls for service and what kind of crimes we're talking about. Safety of officers is very important. And so having officers out there that can support each other and also have, you know, cars that don't have just one officer in there for safety reasons is really important. So getting us to that point of 2.4 is ideal. The mayor has been very focused on improving what we have at LPD as far as technology, having the resources that we need. We'll get there, but the comparison really has to be a like city in which the crime is somewhat similar, but also the overall population and everything else has to also be the same. San Francisco has a lot of violent crime and other criminal activity that is impacted by surrounding cities, and so it's not the same. It's not similar to Lincoln necessarily, and so we have to look at it in a constructive way. But 2.4, as much as that is the average, you know, I'd love to see us getting to that point, and I think that we will. But we need to really look at how we do the work and also what we are expected to do as a department, because law enforcement is changing, and it's required. We have to change in law enforcement as a profession, and other things are going to be required. Much more robust community engagement, problem solving. All this has to be done by us, and so we have to figure out how to do that the best in Lincoln.
Lincoln Police Chief Teresa Ewens joining me on Lincoln Live. Let's go outside the report that we've been referring to up until this point. The National Police Union backs COVID unvaccinated officers. As of August 12th, San Francisco PD required vaccine mandates. What's your position, Chief, on requiring COVID vaccinations for Lincoln police officers?
So we are very unique in Lincoln in that we had 80% of our members signed up for vaccinations. We have not requested that they show us that they are vaccinated, but I do believe that we are in a very good place. Lincoln, the mayor took action pretty much right away, and Lincoln is one of those cities that has the lowest rates as well as deaths. So, you know, it's very important that we look at that as well. But at this point, I wouldn't ask our officers I wouldn't mandate something like that. And San Francisco mandated all employees to actually be vaccinated. You know, they had a big, pretty quick rise in cases. It is a big city, and it draws a lot of people there from all over, as does Lincoln. But, you know, Lincoln has done a really great job in getting on the mask requirements and everything else when we see the data. And again, it goes back to data, and the city is very good about that and evaluating that to see what direction we need to take.
County Board is incentivizing its employees who are not vaccinated, giving them approximately $200 for getting vaccinated and almost $60 for the booster. Any conversations like that going on inside Lincoln Police Department?
No, not yet.
Lincoln Police Chief Teresa Ewens joining me. We're going to do this every month, folks. We're going to take some time. We're going to learn about what's going on inside the Lincoln Police Department. And you can always pick up these conversations, too, on the Lincoln Live podcast tab. That's as easy as going to KFORnow.com. You'll see podcasts. You'll see Lincoln Live. And you'll be able to go back and listen to Chief Ewens and not only the conversations that we've just had, but then previous conversations, too. So, Chief, I'm looking forward to our time together. And one of these days, soon, let's hope, we'll both be sitting in the same studio together talking.
I look forward to meeting you.
All right. Lincoln Police Chief Teresa Ewens joining me on Lincoln Live.